This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The preliminary unofficial numbers for Wood County voters lean heavily to the Republican Party, with all 50 precincts reporting former President Donald Trump is ahead with 24,995 votes to Vice President Kamala Harris's 16,595. Over 500 votes went to other presidential candidates. Wood County voters chose Eric Hovde with 23,660 votes to Tammy Baldwin's 17,130. With 99% of the votes counted in the state, Tammy Baldwin has declared victory, though the race has not officially been called. In the congressional race for District 3, Derek Van Orden received 13,975 votes to Rebecca Cook's 10,228. In CD7, Tom Tiffany received more Wood County votes than Cal Kilborn by a wide margin. Senator Patrick Teston looks to hold on to state Senate seat for District 24 with all 19 precincts reporting, Teston ahead with over 13,000 votes to McNamara's 8,200. Representative Scott Krug also ahead for Assembly District 72. Krug has over 13,000 votes to Campbell's 8,200. John Spiros won Assembly District 86. Seven different municipalities voted on whether or not the town board should appoint the person holding the office of town clerk and or town treasurer or both. All of them voted yes except the town of Wood. The Wisconsin Rapids ATV ordinance did not pass. The ordinance received over 3,900 yes votes and 4,800 no's, with all eight precincts reporting. Marshfield School District bonding passed in Wood County. This authorizes the Unified School District of Marshfield, Wood, Marathon, and Clark Counties to issue bonds to pay for a school building and facility improvements. The Pittsville School District exceed revenue also passed in Wood County. This allows school districts of Pittsville, Wood, Jackson, Clark, and Juneau counties to exceed the revenue limit through 2028. Senator Tammy Baldwin has declared victory in her re-election bid. Savannah Tomei Olson covered the race all night.
And what a night it was. The Baldwin camp went into the evening very confident, but by 10 o'clock, the vibe had really changed. The campaign was holding a watch party at the Orpheum in Madison. At first, music blared during commercial breaks and people were dancing. But the crowd got quieter watching a big screen playing MSNBC. The music and dancing really stopped. One person told me it felt like this was supposed to be a party, but the party never actually started. Eric Hovde was ahead for hours, and the red tide really dampened the mood for Democratic supporters. The night grew more somber, and at midnight, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez told everybody to go home. It'll be a long night.
Okay, folks, we've said this from the beginning, that this race is going to be close. We are Wisconsin. We are known for, but we are encouraged by what we see. Tammy is still in a strong position to win. It is going to be a long night, though. We don't want to keep you here all night, so we are going to let you go home and get some sleep.
After absentee ballot totals from Milwaukee came out at about 4:30 this morning, Baldwin declared victory with more than 98% of the votes in across the state. Some parts of Racine and Oshkosh still outstanding. At that point, she had over 49%, while challenger Eric Hovde had closer to 48%. The Hovde campaign held a party at the Edgewater in Madison last night. Our Terry Barr was there. She says he briefly spoke to supporters, saying, quote, "Does our country want to go in a new direction? I think it does," end quote. Later, after 3 a.m., he said thank you to supporters and sent everybody home.
With 99% of the votes counted, Baldwin is holding at 49.4% to Hovde's 48.5%. The 3rd Congressional District was a very tight race, with candidates Derek Van Orden and challenger Rebecca Cook changing places for the lead throughout the night. Correspondent James Kelly in Eau Claire.
With Election Day in the rearview mirror, residents of Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District look poised to keep Congressman Derek Van Orden in office. The race for the 3rd Congressional District was by far the closest race of any Wisconsin district, with Van Orden earning about 51.5% of the vote so far over Democratic challenger Rebecca Cook's 48.5%. In total, over 400,000 votes were cast in the election, with Van Orden winning every county in the district except Eau Claire, La Crosse, and Portage. Van Orden's win was nearly identical to his win in 2022, with about 80,000 more voters casting ballots. His campaign mainly focused on inflation and immigration, issues that were widely considered as two of the top concerns for voters across the country. Rebecca Cook's campaign emphasized similar economic issues, as well as expanding access to health care and targeting corporate price gouging. Cook also placed a heavy emphasis on connecting with voters in their home communities and energizing college students to get themselves and their friends to the polls. Because the margin of victory was so tight, the race still has not been called hours into Wednesday morning. It will be the last congressional race in the state to be called, with no other races finishing with a single-digit difference. In the 2022 election, Van Orden flipped the district to Republican control for the first time since the 1996 election. Former Congressman Ron Kind had held the seat for the Democratic Party from 1997 until he retired in 2023. In the early hours of Wednesday morning, Van Orden declared victory on X, formerly known as Twitter.
The Veterans Day Spaghetti Dinner will happen this Sunday at VFW Post 2534 in Wisconsin Rapids. It's $12 for an all-you-can-eat spaghetti dinner with all the fixins. It's from 4:30 to 7 on November 10th. Congressman Mike Gallagher's resignation left a hole in the 8th Congressional District. That hole has been filled by Republican Tony Weed. Lisa Hale has more.
One of the most contentious and hard-fought elections this cycle has been the race for the 8th Congressional District. Trump-endorsed businessman Tony Weed, who has positioned himself as a political outsider, was the victor over Democrat Kristen Lierley. Weed ran on a platform that leaned heavily on economics and inflation.
Tonight, the voters of District 8 sent a very clear message. They're ready to bring common sense back to Washington.
We told reporters that his first order of business in Washington will be the economy.
Well, the number one issue that I continue to hear is our economy. We need to get our economy back on track. Inflation we're seeing right now is at a rate we haven't seen for 40 years. And this current administration, unfortunately, is to blame for that. And I'll get to work on that. We have a reckless spending problem in our country, and I'm looking forward to using my business skills that I learned in our small business, taking those to Washington and making a difference.
Meanwhile, Democrat Kristen Lierley said while this election is over, she will continue to fight for women's reproductive rights.
And no matter what, I am not done. There's so much more work that needs to be done. So I'm just going to keep doing the work because I need to. My patients, women in Wisconsin need me to. Families in Wisconsin need me to. So that won't change.
There were two elections on the ballot for the 8th Congressional District. One will fill the remaining months of the term vacated when Congressman Mike Gallagher resigned. The other is for the full term from January 2025 to January 2027. Tony Weed was the victor in both races.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers trade Preston Smith. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Preston Smith has been a reliable linebacker on the Packers defense since Matt LaFleur took over as the head coach, but the team traded Smith to the Pittsburgh Steelers for a 7th-round pick. The Steelers will also take over his contract, saving the Packers over $17 million next season. GM Brian Gutekunst met with the media.
Thanks to Preston Smith. You know, 2019, that was a, you know, we signed four guys, and for him to be, you know, here still 5.5 years later, and he's done a lot of good things for us. I'm really appreciative. Played a lot of good football for us, won a lot of games, and I wish him nothing but the best moving forward.
NBA, the Bucks are back in Milwaukee tomorrow night to host the Utah Jazz. Both teams off to poor starts, each with a win-loss record of 1-6. The Badgers men's basketball team hosting Montana State tomorrow night. Wisconsin with an 85-61 win over Holy Cross. Forward Nolan Winters on all the new players on this year's roster.
That's just college basketball now. Everyone's got new pieces, and you know it takes time to learn from one another and learn how, you know, just chemistry, how one plays. But I think where we're at now, you know, obviously like with JT, X, we're learning and, you know, practicing every day, open gyms in the summer. That helped a lot. So I think this game was a step in the right direction for sure.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Some people cannot get enough of The Walking Dead or its many spinoffs. The Walking Dead Daryl Dixon gave a sneak peek at season 3 after season 2 wrapped up Sunday night. Season 3 will keep Daryl in Europe along with Carol. The two zombie fighters will find themselves in Spain for the new season, but there is no word on exactly how they ended up there. Seasons 1 and 2 were shot in France. The twosome's goal, according to The Hollywood Reporter, is to get back home to the U.S. and their fellow Walker Slayers. There is speculation that the recently released Juror No. 2 could be Clint Eastwood's last film. Critics and those in the Eastwood camp expressed disappointment the film was only released in 50 theaters last weekend, despite the consensus that the film is very compelling and received a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. At the very least, we have something good to stream very soon. Barbenheimer 2.0 is just around the corner, with films Gladiator 2 and Wicked kicking off the holiday box office season in a couple weeks. However, last weekend's box office did not impress. The movie Here, starring Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and directed by Robert Zemeckis, landed with a thud on opening weekend. Here did not review particularly well, and audience approval is hovering at around 60%. The film whiffed big time with only a $5 million opening weekend, which landed it in fifth place overall. Repeating as box office champ following its opening weekend is Venom: The Last Dance. The third and final chapter of DC's Venom franchise took in $26 million domestically. Rounding out the top five are The Wild Robot in second place, Smile 2 at number 3, and Conclave at number 4. Another disappointment at the box office was Liam Neeson's new action film Absolution, which finished in 12th place, barely cracking $1 million. Martha Stewart might be dealing with a hangover due to her displeasure with her biopic Martha on Netflix. While promoting her new cookbook during an appearance on a game show similar to Family Feud, she took a shot at Ryan Reynolds. When asked which actors she would like to hang out with in real life, she listed George Clooney, her pal Snoop Dogg, and Brad Pitt, but made a point to say Ryan Reynolds is not funny in real life, adding that he is very serious. She also acknowledged her comments might not go over so well since the two are neighbors in real life. Despite the final season of Succession bringing Kieran Culkin his first Golden Globe Award, the actor has still not seen the series finale. In a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Culkin said he missed it because he was in Poland filming a movie and then went right to a vacation with his family. The actor told Colbert he knows what happens, but just sort of missed his chance. If only there was a way he could still watch it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little patchy fog in a few spots this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy today with a high in the low 50s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, a little more patchy fog possible, our low in the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.